From America's frontier, Nebraska, it's the Outdoor Connection with Rick Windham on News Talk 1240 KODY.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Outdoor Connection. This morning, we're going to be it's banquet season, so we're going to be talking a little bit about banquets. And Marty, good morning. How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you doing, Rick?
You are now our, what would we call you? Are you the president? Is that the official title?
Oh, I think it's committee chairman.
Committee chairman. Okay. Well, yep. We want to make sure that we get to talk about that and and get you in here for a good session with talking about the Friends of the NRA. And first of all, let's talk about what Friends of NRA actually is, Marty.
Friends of NRA is, it's under the NRA Foundation. We have banquets all over the country, I think 1,100 banquets, and raise money for the NRA Foundation. Half the money raised stays within the state. It's not going to any political or lobbying activities. It's going to fund the shooting sports, stuff like new shooting ranges, trap ranges.
Which we've put a lot of money into in this part of the country.
Yeah, it's been big. The last few years, I think it's been over $230,000 in grants given out.
Right.
In the state of Nebraska.
And that's everything. We've helped, you know, buy targets for ranges. We've bought ammo for shooting clubs and whatever. Just about anything you can think of associated with a shooting range to help. And archery, it's got in there, can be eligible for a grant. They just have to apply for it.
Yep.
Now, our initial banquet got kind of scrambled because of COVID, and we just come up with a new date. Let's get that out and when it's going to be, where it's going to be, all that.
Okay, this year it's going to be Saturday, October 24th, so it's coming up in a couple of weeks here. It's out at the D&N Center in North Platte. Mm-hmm. The banquet had been in Ogallala for the past 11 years, and we've... Well, the committee chairman over there
retired,
decided to hand off the torch to somebody else, and people have been after us for a long time to do one over here, so here we are.
Give it a try, yeah. Now, I want to mention, too, that the Friends of NRA is a non-political wing of NRA. We're solely interested in raising money to support the shooting sports. There's nobody going to be beating you for... political affiliations or anything on that, and it's a good time.
Yeah, it's a great time. It's, you know, it's fun. It's fun to watch people playing the games and stuff, and you can win guns, you can socialize.
I've actually won a couple.
Yeah,
over the years.
Yeah, I think I have too. It's.
I remember the one time where I won some drawing, and I had a choice between a Stag Arms AR or a Kimber 1911. And Tim Bacon was our rep at the time, and Tim looked at me, he says, "Now, which one do you want?" And he didn't even get that out of his mouth before I said the Kimber.
Yeah.
And that is a good shooting gun, man, let me tell you. What are some of the other details? You mentioned it's at the D&N Event Center. Start time is 5 o'clock. The doors open. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct. 5 o'clock, the doors open. We should be having dinner about 6 and then start the auction at 7. So.
And I want to point out that for all those Husker fans out there, that is the first day of Husker football is the 24th, but that game starts right now, as I know it, 11 o'clock. So it should be over and done by the time of the banquet.
Yeah, after that big win, everybody will be excited to get out.
I hope so.
Support the shooting sports.
I hope so. Tell us a little bit more about when you come in and you see the banquet, what can you get involved in? You mentioned the games. What type of games are we talking about? How does a person participate in those?
Oh, we've had different games over the years, you know. card games. I think the state of Nebraska has had some input on what games we can and can't play. We've had Plinko, where you drop the ball in the top of the deal, and it falls into the buckets at the bottom, and you get that many tickets in the draw. We do stuff like that. We've got raffles. We'll sell knives, and you buy a knife, and there's so many chances on a gun. There's some of the stuff is it's higher dollar stuff. But those games where we do the higher dollar things, we've had some pretty nice items on them. A few years ago we had a Thompson, semi-auto Thompson in a violin case with the drum mags.
I see one here that I've seen go before in one of those drawing, a Fostech AR-15, the titanium, very, very light rifle. That was, I was out MCing the banquet in Scott's Bluff, and that was out there.
There are some nice things on the package. There's
very,
a
very nice
a Weatherby 6.5 300.
The Vanguard. It started out as a Wildcat round, but now it's kind of adopted. It takes the 6.5 bullet that the Creedmoor has made famous, and it's got it necked down off a 300 Weatherby. So if you want something that shoots fast and flat, that's a good one. Is that going to be an auction item or a?
I'm not sure if we'll have that on the auction or on one of the games. We have bucket ticket games. A lot of the times we'll have something like that on the bucket tickets. So
put your ticket stub in the bucket, and if they draw your name, you got it. Yep.
Yep.
Those are good. Looking through the package, the standard pack that they got, is there anything that really jumped out for you?
Oh, you know that 6.5 300 Weatherby was, that one kind of caught my eye just because it's a cool caliber. There's a nice Kimber 45 on there.
I love that one.
With the rounded butt, so
I had a chance to win that one a couple years ago, and I love that pistol.
Yeah, there's coolers, barbecue aprons, business backpack.
I saw as you were flipping through there that one hard case for the rifles. That's always been on one of the bucket or buy a ticket and win it, and I've. Put mine in for 11 years. I haven't won it yet, but I'm still going after it.
Yeah.
I like that case. Who should attend?
Anybody can attend. You don't have to be an NRA member, and we're not going to try to sell you a membership. It's strictly a fundraiser. We're happy to have anybody there. Anybody that's interested in guns and freedom.
I think that's it. Freedom, the Second Amendment, and just being in a room of like-minded individuals is a good thing.
Yeah.
It's always been a lot of camaraderie in the room. A lot of hunting stories, I hear.
Yeah. Yeah, people get together and talk about guns and shooting and hunting and their grandkids and
I've seen more than one, particularly the Cricket single shot rifles that are usually around somewhere. I've seen more than one of those go for somebody's grandkid. They were in there buying that for a grandkid to start out. And I asked one guy one night, he got it, and it was for his grandson. I said, well, how old's your grandson? He said, 7 days.
Yeah.
So he was planning ahead.
Yeah. And I have seen a few times the grandkid was the one bidding on it. So
yeah, grandpa's backing him up. But yeah. Kid wanted it. What's it cost to attend, Marty?
Tickets are $30 in advance, $35 at the door. We've got a early bird sponsor pack that we're selling up to the 16th. That's $275.
Explain that one. What all comes with that one?
People say $275. Wow.
But what do I get for $275?
But for that, you get two dinner tickets. You get the $300 bucket ticket package, and that gets you in on pretty much all the bucket draws.
Anything you want to put your ticket in, yeah.
Yeah, and we've usually done drawn for every 10 of those sold. So just the people that bought that package, we have a special draws for those.
Mm-hmm.
So they get another chance there to win guns.
And then we've got I call it a super raffle this year. There was, and I believe you told me it was Illinois, there was an auction or a banquet that was going to happen somewhere in Illinois, didn't because of COVID, and we've got that package, so you're selling chances on that one. Explain that.
Yeah, it's a complete banquet package. It's everything that comes in the package. I'm not sure what the value is on it. There's eight guns in the package.
Guns, artwork, and
yeah, artwork, all the stuff. It's
$100 a ticket.
Yeah, $100 a ticket.
And how many tickets sold?
200 tickets sold.
And winner take all.
Yep, winner take all.
So
yeah.
Okay. I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't hurt. It'd be all right to win that.
Yeah, I think so. You have that sheet there too. What's all on that one? Just mention some of the weaponry and things that you can get on that auction pack.
Oh, well, on the the gun of the year this year is a Henry 4570. It's engraved with Friends NRA. It's the side gate.
And it's one of the brass like
receiver
the
ones.
Yeah.
Yep.
Pretty rifle.
Yeah, pretty rifle. We do have our banquet was high caliber last year. So when you make high caliber, then you can get the high caliber gun the next year. And the high caliber gun we've got this year is a Ruger Red Hawk. That's a 44 mag double action engraved. Yeah.
I've got a Red Hawk, and I've taken deer with it. I've taken deer and coyote with it. Coyote was incidental. I was hunting turkey, and I carry a sidearm generally, and had a coyote run up into me, and I got it, and the landowner was just tickle pink. Because he'd been chasing that coyote for several months because he'd been raiding his chickens. So, that's not the only two guns. There's a bunch of them in there.
Yeah, we mentioned a Kimber 1911.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a Kel-Tec shotgun on there.
There's a couple guns in here that are, they're very hard to find, like the Kel-Tec 33. 22 mag, and I think the 33 means it's a 33-round magazine. There's a lot of firepower in your hand there.
Yeah, and that's one of the national sponsor guns. We can sell national sponsorships. there's a lot of opportunities to contribute or support the Friends NRA, the national sponsorships. There's different levels of sponsorships, and generally you get your choice of firearm, or a couple of them have other things too.
Okay.
So if anybody's interested in that, we're happy to get them set up with something like that, too.
Very good. So when you, where can people get tickets? Where can people get information?
Okay. We've got four guys on the committee locally selling tickets. I think Rick's got some tickets too, so you can catch Rick if you can catch him.
If you want to line up in the lobby when I leave.
Yeah. Online at www.friendsofnra.org. You can buy them online. You can call me, Marty. My cell's 308-660-1937. Rocky, 308-520-5841. John Christensen at 308-530-1658. And Jay Gifford at 308-539-0520.
No, most of those guys.
Yeah,
pretty hardcore shooters, good guys.
Yeah, good guys, hardcore shooters. I think they've all been to banquets and
right.
understand and support the cause. And
of course, I'll be there. I get to emcee the event again this year.
Yeah, we've got Rick as the
emcee. That's a fun gig.
Yeah.
That's a fun gig. That's actually grown into some other things, too. I do several Friends of NRA banquet MCs. I'm MCing a banquet in Fall City, first part of November, for Pheasant and Quail Forever. So that's turning out to be a lot of fun. Get to meet a lot of good people that way. So what else we got? Anything else you want to say? Other than just... Man, this is going to be a good one.
Yeah, come on out and support it. If you want tickets or the raffle tickets, check it out online or give one of us a call. There should be a postcard coming out here. It's supposed to be being mailed out today to NRA members in the area. So
I think I got it in this week's bulletin. I had a plug on the events, and I'll have it in other... media sources here in the weeks leading up to it. So yeah. I was open for the 24th. That was kind of a last minute thing you decided to do.
It was, you know, up to the beginning of September with all the COVID stuff, we weren't really sure what we were able to do. And
How are you going to meet the COVID protocols for distance and spacing and all like that? DNN's a big place, so we ought to be able to do it.
Yeah, it's a big place. The banquet will be out in the big area, and we won't have all the tables clustered right together, and we'll probably limit the number of people at tables. And
going to use the big round tables like we've had in the past?
Oh, I think probably. Square, rectangle.
The big round ones, you can almost maintain your 6-foot distance just being across the table from somebody. That's not too.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah. Okay.
As far as I know, we're not requiring people to wear masks. I'm not sure how things will change.
If you want, yes.
We won't let anybody in for wearing a mask or. We won't make fun of you for wearing a mask, so that's kind of a if you want to do that, that's fine.
Okay. Well, Marty, thanks for coming in and getting this done for us. I appreciate it, and look forward to seeing you and everybody else at the banquet again.
Yep.
So that's it for this week, folks. We'll see you next time on another edition of the Outdoor Connection.